Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. A travel delay can cost you more than just time. Learn why 70 million American travelers protect their trips with Allianz Travel Insurance. Get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Biden and former President Donald Trump are rallying supporters in the battleground state of Georgia tonight. The dueling rallies come just days before voters head to the polls in the state's primary on Tuesday. Sam Greenglass from member station WABE reports the split-screen events are a preview of the year ahead as the presidential campaign turns to the general election.
Biden is rallying in a building once home to the Pullman Company, the railroad car maker where workers founded one of the first African-American labor unions led by civil rights activist A. Philip Randolph. Biden's hitting the road fresh off his State of the Union address. Here he'll be looking to energize young voters and people of color who were key to flipping Georgia blue in 2020. 70 miles away in the North Georgia mountains, Trump is rallying in Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene's deeply conservative district. The former president is facing 13 felony counts here for efforts to overturn his 2020 loss in Georgia when he asked the Secretary of State to find him 11,780 votes. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
President Biden has signed a package of spending bills into law. The Senate voted to approve six of the 12 annual appropriations bills just hours before a deadline to avert a partial government shutdown. As NPR's Eric McDaniel reports, lawmakers were able to strike a compromise to move forward after a lengthy Republican protest.
The package includes funding for agencies, including the Departments of Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, as well as money for transportation and housing programs. The bill's opponents, including Kentucky Senator Rand Paul, didn't have enough support to block the bill, but they could and did delay the process, hoping to secure a vote on amendments to the package. Paul and his allies eventually relented. There were some amendment votes, but they narrowly avoided a repeat of a brief 2018 shutdown that came under similar circumstances. The House already passed the package earlier this week, leaving Congress to finish work on the remaining six funding bills before the next deadline on March 22nd. The next set of bills includes hotly contested agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. Eric McDaniel, NPR News, the Capitol.
Talks for a ceasefire in Gaza appeared to have stalled. There were hopes for a pause in fighting before the holy month of Ramadan begins next week. NPR's Fatma Tanis reports from Jerusalem.
For Palestinians here, there's a lot of anticipation over what the coming month is going to look like. You know, there are concerns for Gaza if Israel decides to invade Rafah in the south, where most people in Gaza are huddled. There's an overall feeling of hopelessness for the war. But, you know, they also have their own concerns here. Since the war began, Israel has imposed a lot of restrictions on Palestinian movement.
That's NPR's Fatma Tanis reporting. This is NPR. At least 15 students were kidnapped from a boarding school in northwestern Nigeria today by a group of gunmen. This is the third mass kidnapping in northern Nigeria since late last week. On Thursday, nearly 300 students were taken from a primary and secondary school. School abductions have been common since 2014 when Islamist extremists kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls. In a milestone for women's sports, the Las Vegas Aces have sold out of season tickets for 2024. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, that makes the team the first in WNBA history to do so.
If you go to the website for the Las Vegas Aces, you'll see incredible videos of women dunking basketballs, scoring, and storming through the arena. What you won't see are available season tickets. The Aces won back-to-back championships last year and the year before. The team regularly draws around 10,000 fans to its games. Professional women's basketball is enjoying a remarkable upswing. The Big Ten women's basketball tournament sold out for the first time ever, and when the Las Vegas Aces play the Phoenix Mercury, with star Brittany Griner in their first game of the season in May, good luck scoring single tickets. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Daylight saving time begins tomorrow. Most states in the U.S. will set their clocks ahead by 1 hour at 2 a.m. This is NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. Don't get caught without emergency medical coverage on an international trip. Learn how Allianz Travel Insurance can protect your trip from the unexpected at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.